Acclaimed singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Martha Bassett is just as in-demand as a performer as ever this spring. Beginning tonight, Tuesday, May 21st at 6 o'clock, she'll be joined by guitarist extraordinaire Sam Frazier and bassmaster Pat Lawrence at Spring House in Winston-Salem. The following night at 7:30, it'll be Martha Bassett and friends in performance at Roots Revival, a service of Americana roots-based music at Centenary United Methodist Church in downtown Winston-Salem. You'll find links to Martha's complete performance schedule at WFDD.org. Just click on Triad Arts.
Well, I started out as a classical singer, and for all of my young life, that's all I did. And when I turned 30, I started singing with a swing band. And at the same time, I started singing and mostly playing upright bass with an old-time band in Greensboro. And there was a story that I wanted to tell for a particular song, the first song that I wrote. It's on the Sinner's Prayer disc called Kippy Dooley, and it's a murder ballad from my hometown. And it was a very interesting story that I had been talking to my songwriter friends about writing, like Bruce Pioff and Laurelin Dossett and Claire Fader, and none of them jumped on it because, of course, it wasn't part of their experience. And one night, I don't really know why, I just kind of got some ideas about the narrative of it, and I stayed up all night and wrote the song. It was so much fun for me. It was so gratifying.
What aspect of composition really grabbed you?
I have to say the words. I really enjoyed that end of it. With every song that I've written, the words have come first.
Is it the sounds of the words?
It is the sounds of the words, the rhythm of the words, as much as the actual sonic qualities of the words.
Well, I'm kind of curious, knowing that this is a tune that got you into composition. So let's take a listen. This is a Kippy Dooley.
In the hills where the new river cuts like a knife, where farmers and miners make home, lived a poor man so restless he would bet his young life on two wheels and bright shining chrome. Herbie's back from California with a cool evil gaze, all leather tattoos and rock and roll. Oh, to be like his cousin with his big city ways, Kippy Dooley never feared for his soul.
You can hang. Kippy Dooley was a young man who was murdered by a motorcycle gang in my hometown of Mount Nebo, West Virginia, in 1980. And as a kid, I was standing in my grandparents' front yard and saw the motorcycle gang go by. And it was so amazing and thrilling to see and hear that loud sound. We didn't have loud sounds. It's a, you know, one-lane road. And it was just amazing to watch them drive by and watch them drive back out. And then we heard after the fact that Kippy had been shot, as well as a couple of other men.
He was thinking about Jesus, but before he saved, he was gunned down by the angel.
Singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Martha Bassett. Tonight, Tuesday, May 26th at 6 o'clock, she'll be joined by guitarist extraordinaire Sam Frazier and bassmaster Pat Lawrence at Spring House in Winston-Salem. Tomorrow night at 7:30, Martha and friends will be joined in performance at Roots Revival in Centenary United Methodist Church. And on Sunday, May 26th, the Sidewalk Serenade concert series at Dewey's continues in Thruway Shopping Center with Martha in concert from 2:30 to 4:30. You'll find links to Martha's complete performance schedule at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.